Welcome to the first episode of I Disagree With What You're Saying. My name is Scotty. His name is Andy. I'm the one that's got the ridiculous cold in the middle of summer.
I completely disagree with this being our first ever recording. We've gone through about three or four at the moment, so...
Well, you weren't on the first two. That was me stuffing up. Because I work in radio, I wonder if people who also do podcasts edit when they do something that they perceive as wrong but isn't that bad.
Well, when I work in an office, I just send stuff that I know is bad and hope that someone fixes it up for me, so...
How do you know what to do when you get in every day? I think about this for office workers. Because the only time I've ever been an office worker, I was more or less my own supervisor. So I just decided what I wanted to do.
It's mostly involves a lot of typing into Excel spreadsheets to look busy. And it just sort of fills itself in from there. And I check a couple of emails and no one asks you questions.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I have a big issue I want to raise.
Go on.
Do you think that we have reached the point of market saturation when it comes to people making homemade hand-poured soy candles?
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Well, because I went looking on the weekend. I had to go looking for homemade candles in, oh, by the way, it's unique glassware as well.
Unique glassware? I see, yeah, like the mason jars, and I've seen people,
anything
you know,
you buy from Vinnies.
Yeah, old preservative jars. Well, you can get them at Kmart now, you know, $2 for $5 usually.
Right. If it doesn't come from Vinnies, is it still a unique candle in glassware? Can you make them in the mason jars from Kmart?
I wouldn't know. I don't make them.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's actually really interesting because you and I talked about this a little bit over the weekend when I started asking about it. It appears to be a thing for women aged 25 to 35 to set up a Facebook page and sell. And this is where it gets really specific. It's always soy hand-poured candles.
Usually vanilla-scented or citrus-scented.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it their quarter-life crisis, that they're stuck in a mundane job, or they've just become...
But no, you know what? Some of the people I know involved in it aren't in that category.
Okay, well, they could just be new mothers that are at home with their child or expecting, or their husbands are out working and they're decided, I'm going to play the housewife, and, or I've cleaned the kitchen, it's time to make some candles.
Yeah, because... Like, it has to be a specific thing, because I put a status on Facebook asking about it, and I think I got 15 people individually who were doing it. People who tagged their friends and all that kind of stuff. But then I spoke to Maddie, who's 20, and she was saying, like, when I said it to her, it's like, oh, I think the market's saturated. She's like, what? That's a thing people do?
People don't know about it.
And it's like, but I think that's no, I feel like you've got to be dead in that range of 25 to 35.
But I also think it's got to be, you've always got that friend. You've at least got one friend who's making candles.
Right.
And you don't know about anybody else, so you start making your own candles, because then I'm going to be the friend that makes the candles that you know, that you're going to share my Facebook page.
It's almost like Tupperware in that way.
Pretty much. It's the Tupperware of the 21st century. Soy candles.
Here's the thing. As I said, I know 15 people on my Facebook friends list who are doing it.
Yes, but I bet none of them know each other, or if they do, they didn't That's know really the other point. Person wasn't making those candles.
Wow, good point. There's like a war that starts on my Facebook of everyone like fighting over who...
Yeah, no, my candles are 100% organic. Well, my candles were made with real Vinnie's glass jars.
But see, this is the point I wanted to raise. That's all well and good that there's that many people doing it on my page. I don't actually think that... there's anyone on my Facebook actually looking for candles that are handmade in mason jars.
How many candles does one person need?
Oh, for sure. How many can you get through?
Oh,
your mum was a bit of a candle lover back in the day.
She loved a good candle, but she would probably buy one or two candles a year, if that.
Yes, see? So from dusk.
So I don't imagine it's going to make you like $1 million, unfortunately. Ladies, if you're going to make a soy candle, expect to pay and maybe break even if you've got enough friends that are going to buy you that sympathetic candle from you.
I'm glad we sorted that out. obviously, I just mentioned knowing that detail about your mum. You raised with me earlier tonight. You and I have known each other since we were 7, grade 2.
Oh, God. Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
It's 21 years.
And we've had some bloody funny journeys along the way. We used to holiday in the same place, like by coincidence, our family's holiday.
That was really awkward. We rock up and I'd be like, oh, God, this guy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we made our theme song, the Atari's version of The Boys of Summer, when we finally accepted each other being there, which seemed so cool when we were 12.
Yeah, well, we were the Boys of Summer. I remember going to Caloundra, walking down to King's Beach. And
so good.
Yeah, and here we are sitting
being in the sauna at Centrepoint Hotel.
Oh, eating chocolate bars in the sauna.
No, that was you.
Oh, well.
You raised with me something I did when we were in grade 6, when we were 11.
Yes.
And as time goes on, it seems more familiar in my head that I probably did do it.
Yes, you did. Look, I brought it up because there's been a sort of more Facebook post on bullying these days. You know, kids as young as 7 or 8 are now starting, and they're picking on kids for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I brought up a scarred memory of mine from when we were 11. There was a small group of us. There was about 10
that's right, because 10 boys. All the other boys went to private high schools in like grade 5.
Yes.
And so there were like 10 or 11 of us left in the whole school.
In the whole of the primary school. Grade. That's right. So year 6, we were around. And for whatever reason, I must have said something one day to annoy you, because you spread the rumor that I was a homosexual and not to talk to me, and you told all the other guys in my grade, which is the whole 10 boys.
Did you genuinely add the second part on, or were they just all homophobic? Like, no, bear in mind, this was in the late 90s.
No, you definitely told everyone, and you definitely said, don't talk to him. And that spread around, and I managed to talk to one of the guys who was like, Scott said you're gay, so, and not to talk to you. So,
do you remember who it was? He spoke to?
It may have been Elliot.
In my head, I had Elliot as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think because we were close then as well. You know, we played soccer outside of school, so he secretly spoke to me anyway. So,
Elliot and I were like heterosexual life partners from age 7.
Yeah, well, he betrayed you pretty easily.
I cannot believe that.
For a free pass for a goal, you know, he threw you under the bus.
Unsurprising.
Yeah, so he told me that, and I managed to confront a few other people about it and said, did Scott say this to you? And they were like, yeah, he did. I'm like, you know, it's not true. And they're like, well, that makes a lot more sense now. And it sort of backfired. And I don't think anything came to it. I think I may have just told you that you're an idiot, and that may have been the end of it.
How easy things were when we were 7.
Well, yeah. Well, no, we were 11 at that stage. When you were 7, you thought you were Jesus.
That is true.
And you would go around blessing people at school.
Yeah, and no, I remember standing on the top of the slide at school, proclaiming that everyone should come and listen to me. Have I ever told you why I thought I was Jesus?
No, but I do remember the time I kicked a soccer ball at your head and you made me say the rosary in front of you. Otherwise, you were going to tell the teacher on me.
That's fair. What a good guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get into trouble.
The teachers did not know. Mrs. O'Shea was not told that I kicked a soccer ball at your
head.
This
is the reality. Mrs. O'Shea used to choose me to play Jesus anytime that we would be like...
Up until year 6 and 7, in which case Elliot took that role.
Yeah, bloody JJ. But whenever we would do like school assemblies and stuff, she'd always pick me to play Jesus. And then I remember one time someone was like, he always plays Jesus. So she's like, oh, has he done it before? Well, I'll take it off him. But that in my head got stuck as like, I must be Jesus.
No, I can see what you mean. You did have a flair for the dramatic as well as a child.
Are you suggesting that Jesus was camp?
No, I'm suggesting you were.
Oh, wow.
And now here we go. 20 years later.
The rumor has returned.
Yeah. Yep. Shoes on the other foot.
You're funny, aren't you?
Funny fellow. Why don't you go make some candles?
I do know a guy that makes them. His name's Christian.
Christian?
Not Christian.
Oh, there is actually a male that sells and makes soy candles. This is like a revelation.
I'm going to try and find
everybody
him.
That we have spoken to that you asked, and I shared your
He actually
as
got
well.
Tagged. He got tagged.
Problems. And that's problem number one. iTunes is the most boring podcast. It's literally... So it's 20 minutes of unedited chat about my penis, mostly dick chat, really.
Yeah, that's Christian. That's Christian. Ah. He got tagged as well, but he lives in Melbourne.
Well, that doesn't help. We were looking for local talent.
Yeah,
on the candle making front. I mean, it would be interesting to know, how do you actually make a candle? I mean, when you say soy, I imagine the soy sauce. Or the soy milk.
Yeah.
Which I imagine soy milk mixed with a bit of vanilla essence and some sort of solid.
I love how basic we've gone. Like, I imagine there's probably specialized places to buy candle wax, like soy candle wax and flavoring stuff. I love
and why
the
soy?
Idea that you're going with soy sauce and vanilla essence.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what comes to my head when I think soy. If you say, oh, I made soy candles, I'm like, can I eat it?
One of the people I was talking to said soy burns slower.
Ah, but is that what most candles are made of? See, these are the things that we don't know. And the soy candle makers aren't telling us.
Someone was telling me over the weekend when they were four, their mum's like, what are your two favorite crayon colors? And they're like, oh, the blue and the purple. And their mum's like, great, we'll make a candle. And melted them down and made a candle out of them. And she was distraught.
Yeah, I'd be like, those are my favorite crayons.
That's exactly how she took it too.
Yeah. No, that's like monstrous. That's like,
yeah.
That would scar me for life more yeah. than being called gay in year six.
Yeah, no, I apologize for that now. I've heard a question about girls.
Oh, here we go.
Do you remember who I was madly in love with in grade seven?
Grade seven. It would have been Liz Tierney.
No, I dated her, but I wasn't madly in love with her.
Ashley Bott.
We could talk about this because we were 12.
Talk, yeah.
Like, it's fine to talk about something that happened forever ago.
I mean...
It was Ash Bott, yeah.
It was... she was, yeah.
I remember everyone knew I liked her because subtlety was not my flavor.
Your idea of subtlety was writing it in your own book and going, oops, somebody wrote Scott Loves Ash.
Classic Scott. The Year 7 disco...
Oh, what a time. That was the first episode of Big Brother had ever come out, so everyone was doing the bum dance.
That's so... And the Sarah Marie song got played.
Yeah, it was.
I remember the Year 7 disco. The boys and girls were being weird and separated from each other. And Ash walked up to me and was like, can we dance? Because you and I'll start it, like, it's fine. And we, you know, it won't be weird because it's you and I. Let's just get everyone dancing. Do you reckon she liked me?
No.
Then why did she do that?
Because she was probably oblivious and just thought, this is an outgoing guy. I mean, think of all the guys in our grade and who would have done it. It was you.
Matt Pelucci. He would have done it.
No, there wasn't a pigeon at the dance hall.
He was a funny dude. Yeah. He is a funny dude. He cut his finger the other day. I saw it on Facebook.
That poor boy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I like how we're talking. If people listen to this and don't know who we are and don't know who our primary school friend circle were...
That's effectively who this podcast this is aimed at.
Yeah, well, you're getting random names. So feel free to add them on Facebook.
They'll love it.
Instagram, Snapchat, the whole kit and caboodle.
I'm not even sure I have them on Instagram.
Oh, well, I have them on Instagram.
Of course you do.
Who doesn't have them on Instagram? I have everyone on Facebook.
I get picked on a lot. From people who say I'm too nostalgic and that I'm prepared to forgive and forget anyone because any friendship I've ever had, I want to go back to. And that's true. I actually can't think of a single person in my life I wouldn't like to reconcile with. I actually think the only person I know who's worse at that than me is you. Like, I think if we had someone who is at our school for grade one, left, and you never spoke to them again, and you ran into them today, you would become best friends with them.
Of course, I'd take them for a beer, add them on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Is there anyone in your life you wouldn't forgive? You don't need to use names.
Quite possibly. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone, but I'm sure that someone somewhere along the road of my many friendships and relationships and whatnot, I wouldn't want to catch up with over a drink and add them on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is anyone for me. Like, even people who've really done me wrong, I nostalgically will be like, gee, I wish we were still friends.
Well, you were friends with them for a reason.
That's a good point.
One way or the other.
Oh, mate, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's my philosophy for this evening.
I think there's people I'd struggle with. The person, the last time you and I really did radio together properly,
mm-hmm.
we had a third member of the team.
Yes.
That person, I don't know. I'm really worried Tom's going to be listening and think it's him.
Yeah.
Because it's not Tom.
It's 100% Tom.
It's not Tom.
Ever since he called that stupid bad play about the Bulls winning the cricket.
No, if I had an issue I was going to raise with Tom... The other person who we were talking about, the reason I wouldn't want to connect with them is because I think they'd just be hard to be friends with.
Well, definitely. He's definitely put on about an extra 60 kilos.
I don't think that is going
to... Well, it'll be hard to connect with him.
Wow. Tom, the only bone I have to pick with Tom is that Melbourne Cup last year, he wrote an article, put a whole heap of predictions and shared it on his Facebook page.
Mm.
And I thought, I've heard really good things about how well he bets and stuff like that. Because he works for one of the betting agencies.
This isn't Tom Waterhouse, by the way.
Yeah. This is probably my mistake, is that he works for a betting agency. And I followed his advice and didn't win.
Of course you didn't. When was the last time he made a decent prediction?
I don't know. It's the only time I've looked at one of his predictions.
Yeah, well.
And I felt so righteous in doing it too. Like, really like, oh, this is going to pay off for me.
No. No, if you remember back in the day, back in year 11 and 12, when we had him come over, and he would give us who would win the cricket or who would win the rugby. And I think he got 1 out of 15 correct.
That's right. Remember when we were doing radio together in grade 10? And he used to do a sports segment. And you reminded me. This was so funny. He was like, so-and-so is going to beat so-and-so in the cricket.
And I know because I'm psychic.
Yeah, and I'm psychic, so I'm right. Or something like that. You remembered it.
And I brought it up the very next week.
Yes, we had the audio and everything.
And he had pie all over his face. Literally, I brought
we
a pie and smacked
it. We need to find that audio.
Oh, it's probably somewhere in the archives.
It'll be on a CD at my house somewhere.
Oh, who uses CDs? It's all about the USB.
It was when we were in grade 10.
Yeah, well, I used up until grade 11, I used a floppy disk for my homework. I was still running Windows 95 in year 10 and 11.
This laptop doesn't even have a CD thingy.
That's how far we've come. You need to get Dropbox, I think.
Yeah, I do use Dropbox.
Oh, well, that's a good thing
to
know.
I love that you tell me that.
Does Dropbox try and sell you candles?
Sorry.
But seriously, if you are a mid-20s to mid-30s-year-old, there is definitely an abundance of candle makers out there on Facebook. So before thinking of starting up your own company, perhaps look and see what else is out there. Would be my recommendation.
Yeah. I'm just more intrigued why people, like, you're not going to make $1 million from it.
No. It must be, I think it's just fun and easy and, oh, I'll just spend $20 and make 5 candles and try and sell them at $10 each.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I wouldn't know because I have a full-time career and a mortgage. So I can't afford to.
You could start the candle thing to pay your mortgage.
Maybe I've got a budgie. Maybe my budgie can start selling candles and pay some of his wages.
Why is he covered?
Because it's 9:30 at night.
Why do you have to cover a budgie?
It's more just as a safety blanket. I didn't have to, but because we're making noise and we've got the light on, it distracts him from trying to sleep. Whereas a blanket sort of blankets out the light.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's called a blanket.
Wow.
Ask me why my house smells like peppermint.
I already have. I walked in and I couldn't smell the usual Andrew smell. I did see in your room you have a Nova Entertainment mug, and that's offensive.
No, it isn't.
I'm offended.
Well, you shouldn't be. I won it for free because they gave me tickets to the movies.
Oh, for goodness sake. You are what we call in the industry a prize pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked in the smell of peppermint. Why?
So
I thought it was like DP'd or something.
No, it's definitely peppermint. It's peppermint oil, and it's made my maybe I should make peppermint oil candles.
It would smell good.
Yeah, well, if it's
the next time I walk in here, there's gonna be peppermint oil candles burning.
Man, I'm gonna be. If anyone wants a peppermint oil candle, just hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat.
You've got to do it. You've got to start making candles now.
Peppermint scented candles. I made the peppermint because, according to Wikipedia, rats and mice don't like peppermint. And living next to a Woolworths where they push their dumpster up against my my fencing area, I have spotted rodents walking the fence line late at night. So I've been proactive and have decided to stench my house out with peppermint.
I actually think it smells good.
Yeah, it smells like Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit.
Usually I get drunk on like peppermint schnapps, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, that's it's a good
this
Christmas for me.
This is you calling out for help.
No, not really. It's like if anyone has some peppermint schnapps, just add me on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat.
We're 21 minutes in. I've got nothing left to talk about.
You're all out of subjects.
I really want to tag everybody we've mentioned in this podcast. Yeah. I don't know how it'll go down, though.
It would definitely go down wrong. Oh. They would take offense to it because all we're doing is I've made a few snide remarks about people and
I don't think
candle making.
I don't think anything we've said has been particularly offensive.
I don't think it's been derogatory. I think it's just more an observation of the kind of people that create these candles. And look, if candles isn't your thing, or you know you don't get as many hits as you'd like with candles, you can always do homemade jewelry and crafts.
Oh, you love that one, don't you?
I do, and so does the bird.
Yeah, it's just gone a bit crazy.
Well.
All right, we're done. We'll be back next week with another episode of I Don't Agree With What You're Saying.
I don't agree with that. I haven't signed up for anything.